What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 166 of Strong the Iron Will Way. I've mentioned before, a lot of people ask me where I get the ideas for the podcasts. And honestly, most of them come from things that I actually experience. So challenges or things that I recognize that I have done in the past or currently do, mistakes and such that kind of give me the lesson that I feel like it would have been helpful if someone had told me this shit before. So I'm just trying to pass it along. So today's one of those deals where I have a bad habit, and I'm getting better at it, of kind of thinking I can do everything myself and trying to figure things out rather than simply going to someone who has it figured out, having them help me. So I'll give you a little silly example, but you'll understand. As many of you know, I am pretty far from a handy kind of dude. I can do very minor handyman stuff, and that's about it. So the other day I got some new bumpers for the Jeep, and I considered for about 5 minutes trying to do it myself, and then quickly realized that would be a gigantic waste of my time and mental energy, and it would result in a shitload of frustration, a ton of wasted time, probably damage to both the Jeep and the bumpers, and then me ending up having someone else do it or help me with it anyway. So I immediately texted my good friend John at Woodford Garage, who has been my savior with anything car related. I said, hey, can you do these for me? And he said, oh yeah, totally. And I brought him over, and he did them so quickly, so inexpensively, so much better than I would have done them. And I was like, see, this is a reminder. Just don't try to do stuff that you don't know how to do. Like, recognize things that you like to do, can do well, and have other people help you. So along those lines, Kristen's, one of her brake lights went out in the back. So I said, all right, that is something that I can actually deal with. Couple screws, little quick YouTube video on how to pop out the taillight without breaking it, which was actually surprisingly challenging, and if I hadn't looked up on YouTube how to do it, I definitely would have broken it. So YouTube is awesome. Popped it out and easily took out the bulb, and then just mental note, next time I'm on my way home, stop at a hardware store or Lowe's or whatever and grab a bulb. Had to run out to Lowe's the next day to get some stuff for the gym. Picked up what seemed to be the appropriate bulb, went home, popped open everything again, and completely the wrong size bulb. I had gone off of, like, again, I Googled it and was looking at a picture in Lowe's on my phone, did the best I could, but it was like not even close. And I really don't understand anything about electricity and voltage and watts and all that crap, so it was a wild guess, and it was literally like half the size what it needed to be. So wasted $5 on a bulb. That's at home. Today, little John and I ran out to run some errands. I said, all right, I'm going to snag that bulb. Now that I've seen the bulb compared to the bulb that didn't fit, I've seen the bulb that I need. I got it. Stop at the hardware store, get some other stuff for the house, grab a bigger bulb, go home. Again, it's the wrong bulb. Closer, but now it's the wrong size, won't fit. So this is two times and probably two wasted hours, because I just didn't take 2 seconds to actually ask somebody for the right bulb. Finally, I went to an actual auto parts place, walked in with the bulb in my hand, showed it to the person at the counter, who within like 6 seconds of looking at it was like, oh, that's a 7266 right over here. Grabbed it for me, cost me, $4, and went home, and bam, there it was. So the moral of the story is, don't try to figure everything out yourself, particularly if it's something that other people have considerable more expertise and experience and success in that area. So clearly the people that work at an auto parts store have way more understanding of exactly what I would need for what I'm trying to do, and saved me a lot of time and wasted energy. I see this all the time with gym stuff, okay? So I see people that might have a trainer or, coach or an advisor in some way, or maybe not at all, But it's particularly noticeable with people that actually have trainers. I find this surprising that they will kind of take the, let's say they're working with a trainer and doing the trainer's workout program, but then they will hear about some diet program or strategy and just kind of start doing it on their own without talking to their coach about it. Or they'll take their coach's program that was given to them and then kind of start tweaking it based on things that they think or their thought process. Most of the time that's going to be wrong. You know, again, my estimation of what light bulb would be appropriate was so far off. And if I was actually talking to someone who knew what they were talking about, they would probably laugh and be like, dude, you were like not even close on so many factors. The size, the shape of the plug, the voltage, the wattage, like maybe I could have even messed up the car if I actually got it in. So this happens all the time where people will just start making their own adjustments to their workout program, their own adjustments to their nutrition program, and then it doesn't work because they don't have the education and the knowledge of how everything works, because it's not as simple as it seems. Everything that we design for people as far as eating and training, it all kind of ties together. So you can't just take one thing and start tweaking it without an impact on the other. So I'll give you a couple examples. Let's say we put someone on a nutritional plan where they're monitoring carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are being limited or restricted in a certain way. Oftentimes that client will say, well, hey, if I'm cutting down on carbohydrates to lean out, I'm just going to cut them out completely, and that'll be that much better. No, it won't. That will backfire, and that doesn't work. If that was going to be better, we would have said that in the first place, right? If we say to somebody, hey, lift weights four times a week and do cardio twice a week, that person will often say, I'm going to lift 6 days a week and do cardio every day. Well, again, that's not going to work, and that's counterproductive, because if that was the most effective way to do it, we would have suggested that you work out 5 days a week and do cardio every day. There's a reason we didn't say that. So usually someone who, especially if you're already paying someone, if you trust them enough to pay them and hire them to help you, trust them and respect them enough to do exactly what they're telling you to do and don't make your own adjustments to the plan. If you want to make adjustments to the plan because you think something else might suit you better, ask and give us or your coach, you know, an opportunity to explain why that would be a good idea or why it wouldn't be a good idea. But don't just try to come up with solutions or alterations to the plan on your own. I see this happen a lot too, where people be on a good straight line, they're getting results, they're progressing as hoped or expected, but they somehow still want more, which is normal. I do it, we all do it, we all want faster results, more results, you know. But then this person will take their already good line, they're already traveling in a good line, they're getting there, and they should be happy, but they now start to fuck with it. Because they're going to start adding some extra shit. I'm going to add boot camp. I'm going to add CrossFit. I'm going to add cardio. I'm going to add boxing. They're going to add all this extra shit. And then they're going to see, kind of not really see the results. And then they might end up starting to switch more towards whatever this new form of, you know, whatever they added. If nothing helps at first, they might add more of that. And then all of a sudden, they're going to start doing that instead of what was actually working in the first place. Now they're totally off track and confused. So this person now can't really tell what was working and won't realize until way later down the road that the original plan was working and that what messed them up was adding all this other stuff. Same thing with nutrition. This happens all the time with general nutrition or bodybuilding clients, people who are competing, who just think they're going to start tweaking it on their own because they know their body better, but they don't, and you don't. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor, spare yourself a lot of time and frustration by relying on the person that you have chosen and trusted to give you advice and workout suggestions or programs and eating suggestions and programs, and do what they say and don't try to figure it out on your own. That's it for today. See you guys.